listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hello, it's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude, here in the van with the plan to bring you more cheese, along with my lovely little co-host by the name of...
I can talk now?
Yes.
Okay, Daffodil.
Yeah, exactly. And we're bringing you some Muppets this week. It's been a while since we've played Muppets, so let's play some Muppets.
Let's play lots of Muppets.
Muppet songs, that is. You don't play a Muppet, per se.
Well, you do when you stick your hand up inside it. You're playing the Muppet.
That sounds dirty. No. You don't do that. Jim Henson's Muppets have been around for how long, Daffodil? Almost 60 years, right?
He created them in 1955.
Wow. So there we go.
More than 60 years.
There we go. We're going to play some of the famous ones. You'll probably know. If you don't, we're going to remind you. We're going to tell you about the Muppets. A little later on, we have the Fraggle Rock theme, Titwillow, the Rainbow Connection from the first Muppet movie. Oh, well, I'm just getting so emotional about the Muppets.
I love the Muppets.
Being Green coming up shortly, but we're starting off. Hey, you know this one. You got to know this one. If you're a certain age, you got to know this song. If you don't, you're about to. Put it that way.
It's the ultimate earworm.
Yes. Mana Mana. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Mana Mana. 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 Mana 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 mana.
Say cheese, please.
Peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese, cheese, peas, peas.
Cheese, please.
Cheese walls. Cheese lights.
Cheese, please.
Cheese.
Hey, I got a cat attacking me, Daffodil. Help me. Help me, Daffodil.
You're on your own.
Oh, thank you.
Cheese, please.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like. And green can be big like a mountain, or important like a river, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why. But why wonder? Why wonder? I'm green and it'll do fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I wanna be.
Keys, please, with Kermit the Frog, of course, and
it's not easy being green, apparently. What can I say about that?
And before that, probably the most famous Muppet song out there, Mana Mana.
Yeah.
Written by Piero Almeliani. Assuming I'm pronouncing that right, he's an Italian composer. And apparently what happened was Sesame Street producer Joan Gans Cooney heard the track on the radio and decided it would be a perfect addition to the show. There's only one problem. She didn't do her research.
Enough research.
Enough research, because how shall I say it? It ended up in a Swedish adult film long before The Muppet Show.
Yeah, most people wouldn't know about that.
Well, Google it. That's all I get to say.
They didn't have Google back then.
No. Not that back then. I mean, if you want to find out more information, Google it. That's my point. That's all I will say. But you know what? The funny thing is, it's still a Muppet staple.
It is.
It probably was more famous in The Muppets than the other thing.
100%.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, where we're going to talk about Muppets.
Yes, and you have some more information, too.
Yes, The Muppets originated in a short-form television series, Sam and Friends.
Oh,
which
okay.
aired from 1955 to 1961.
So it goes back that far?
It goes back that far. After that, there were some appearances on late-night talk shows.
Sure.
And in advertising during the 1960s.
Okay.
In 1969, the Muppets began appearing on Sesame Street.
That's where they took off, didn't they?
They started taking off there. But it wasn't until The Muppet Show in 1976 that they attained their international recognition.
And then The Muppet Movie and some other things you're going to tell us about a little later on, right?
Oh, probably.
Yes.
But did you know that they also got 4 Primetime Emmy Awards?
Really?
For The Muppet Show?
I did not know that.
And they were nominated 21 times in the 5-year run.
Wow.
21 nominations for Emmy Awards.
And they won 5 of them.
And they won 5.
Cool. It's not just for kids anymore, too.
Well, it was never really just for kids.
I suppose. This time around, we're going to hear The Rainbow Connection, the big hit, written by Paul Williams, if I remember right, or co-wrote that. You know.
And also the most famous Muppet song.
Yes.
We're starting off with the most famous Muppet song.
This hit the top 40 in 1970. Casey Kasem counting down with Ernie and Rubber Ducky on
Cheese Please.
And the countdown continues.
Well, here I am in my tubby again. And my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds.
And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo, bo, bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Hey, rubber ducky, would you like me to scrub your back with my nifty little scrub brush? You would? Okay, how's this? Hey, you want me to scrub behind your ears? Oh, I see. You don't have any ears, do you? Well, how about your tummy? Scrub his little ducky tummy. Ooh, he's ticklish. Oh, every day when I make my way through the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'd like a whole pond of rubber ducky. I'm awfully fond of you.
The wacky, the warp, and the weird. The wacky, the weird, the warp. I like that one. The wacky, the warp, and the weird.
Cheese, please.
Magic. Have you
It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers.
You know that one. Of course, the Rainbow Connection with Kermit the Frog from the first Muppet movie.
The best Muppet movie.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. My name is Snarf Dude.
My name is Daffodil. You are listening to Cheese Please, and we are talking about the Muppets.
Muppets. Should I do my Kermit voice?
One time.
Okay. Hi-ho, everyone at Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude, the Kermit Muppet. It's not that bad. Come on.
It's not that great, but it's not that bad.
Fine. Let's focus on the lesser-known Muppet facts.
Well, did you know which Muppet character was the one that appeared first? Really kind of the first to appear regularly on network television?
I would think it would be Kermit, the way Jim Henson was so close to Kermit.
Nope. It was Rolf the dog.
Really?
He appeared in skits on late-night talk shows, television commercials. And he was the first Muppet character to appear regularly on network television when he appeared with Jimmy Dean on The Jimmy Dean Show.
Okay. And what year was that?
Well, it was early 60s.
Oh, okay. There we go. I would have thought it would have been Kermit, not Rolf.
And in 1966, Joan Ganz Cooney and Lloyd Morissette began developing a children's educational television program you might have heard of.
Sesame Street.
And approached Henson to design a cast of Muppet characters.
Oh, so that's how it worked out.
And Henson and his creative team obviously were really involved with Sesame Street.
Yes.
But Henson waived his performance fees in exchange for retaining ownership rights to his Muppet characters created for the program.
Oh, there's a smart man.
It absolutely is a smart man.
Considering how Sesame Street blew up and the licensing and everything else.
Yes.
I kind of wonder if he didn't work for Disney at one point, because Disney is all about the licensing, isn't it?
Well, no, eventually, you know, Disney gets involved, but that's years from now.
Yes, I know, but he sort of has the Disney mentality is my point.
Here's another lesser-known Muppet fact.
Okay.
In the early 1970s, there was a segment during the first season of Saturday Night Live called The Land of Gorch. That Gorch? Featured Muppet characters.
Really?
Yes.
And so Jim Henson went over to SNL for a season or so.
And although he was still involved with Sesame Street, Henson then wanted to create some kind of a network television series focusing on Muppets.
Ah.
Aimed at a more adult audience and focused largely on sketch comedy.
Yes, and he moved to England to create The Muppet Show.
That's because he did two pilots in 74 and 75 for ABC, one called The Muppets Valentine Show and the other called The Muppet Show Sex and Violence.
Oh, Jesus.
And ABC passed on the pilots.
Really?
And British producer Lou Grade approached him and agreed to co-produce the series.
Oh, that's why
he went to England, and that's why The Muppet Show ended up being a syndicated show in the U.S. and not a network show.
I always wondered why he went to England. Now I know. Lou Grade actually decided to co-produce it.
Yep. And it became really popular because of its sketch variety format, that kind of vaudeville-style humor.
Yes.
And the roster of guest stars.
Lou Grade had lots of money in the 70s. He had ITC or ITV, one of those networks over there. I'm so smart. With a little bit of help from you. We should play more Muppet music.
I think we should play more Muppet music, because I know we have lots more left to go.
Well, we don't want the listener to fall asleep with facts.
Facts are important.
Okay.
But music is more important.
Yes, like coming up shortly, we have Titwillow with Sam.
And Rolf.
Yes, but we're starting off with a Fraggle Rock show.
The theme from Fraggle Rock.
Since we talked about Fraggle Rock, right here on
Cheese Please.
Sprocket, old boy, what are you barking at? What do you see?
Oh. down at Fraggle Rock.
It was cheese.
Please.
Cheese, please.
No, cheese.
Cheese, please.
Cheese rolls.
Cheese rolls.
Cheese, 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 please, please. Cheese, 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 please.
Cheese, please.
So what do I do here?
Oh, Sam, you just play the part of the bird. I mean, it's not written for an eagle, but...
Well, is this cultural?
Oh, yeah, this is light opera. Gilbert and Sullivan.
Begin.
On a tree by the river, a little tomtit sang... this is your part, Sam.
Willow, tit willow, tit willow.
And I said to him, Dickie Bird... See, that's you, Sam. You play the part of the Dickie Bird. Why do you sit singing?
Dickie Bird. Willow, tit willow, tit willow.
Is it weakness of intellect, birdie, I cried? Not meaning you, Sam.
Yes, yes.
Or a rather tough worm in your little inside? With a shake of his poor little head, he replied...
Willow, tit willow, tit willow.
Now I feel just as sure as I'm sure that my name isn't
Willow, tit willow, tit willow.
That 'twas blighted affection that made him exclaim.
You want to do this? Willow, tit willow, tit willow.
And if you remain callous and obdurate, I...
What's obdurate?
I don't know, Sam. Shall perish as he did, and you will know why. Though I probably shall not exclaim as I die. This is the last one, Sam.
Willow. Tit willow. Tit willow.
Cheese, please, with Sam the Eagle, along with Rolf, who we mentioned earlier is the first network television character of the Muppets, who actually hit network television.
Regularly.
And, yes. Doing Gilbert and Sullivan. Makes me want to go back and actually see that whole Gilbert and Sullivan play or whatever the heck it is. You know.
Yes. An operetta, probably.
Thank you. Tit Willow. And before that, we had the Fraggle Rock theme with the Muppets as we wrap up our Muppet tribute show here on Cheese Please this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I have one more thing.
Quick.
There's a place in Atlanta called the Center for Puppetry Arts.
Yes.
They have a Jim Henson wing.
Oh.
Which houses up to 700 retired Muppet characters.
Cool.
And other materials from Jim Henson Company.
Jim Henson.
Archives.
Yes.
And there's even a gallery within the Worlds of Puppetry exhibition that was held at the center in November 2015.
Cool.
It's very cool.
Let's end off the show this week with Miss Piggy and Snacker's Eyes. Snacks. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
A rewarding form of exercise is snacking. It's refreshing and a dynamite way to reduce your appetite. The secret of these snacking exercises is to take lots of teensy baby-like bites instead of a few huge ones. Okay, everyone, let's snack-cercise!
Snack-cercise! The world is yours to take snack-cercise! And life's a piece of cake, get in the mood, get the right kind of
refrigerator and get your exercise equipment.
Snack-cercise. They're gonna feel sublime. Snack-cercise. It's milk and honey time.
Don't you be shy. Get the chocolate cream pie.
And snack-cercise.
Let's start with a few jelly rolls. Remember, use just the thumb and the forefinger and keep that pinky straight. All right. Chin up. Back straight. Raise the roll. Take a bite and chew it, chew it, chew it, chew it, swallow. Deep breath and take a bite and chew, 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 swallow. And finger lick.
Snack-cercise. Bring on that tray of hors d'oeuvres.
Snack-cercise. And watch him shape a goose.
Try it our way. Make a lemon souffle. And snack-cercise.
Let us now do a few double dips. Ready? Here we go. Grab the cone, take a lick, take a lick, take a nick. Smack your lips, lick your lips, and knock and dab. Very good. Lick one, lick two, lick three, lick four, lick smack, lick smack, lick, lick, knock and dab. Now, faster. Lick one, lick two, lick three, lick four, lick smack, lick smack, lick, 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 knock and dab. Scoop it up, lick the spoon, knock and dab, knock and dab. And grasp the spoon, lift the dish, dip the spoon, take a scoop, slurp it up, lick the spoon and knock and dab and knock and dab.
Make every day a fantastic buffet and snack-cercise.
All this snack-cercising is making me hungry. So, let's work out on the candy bars. For the best results, gooey goodies inside. Ready? Remove the wrapper, raise the candy, and take a bite. Crunch, crunch, chomp and chew, and munch and crunch and chomp and chew, munch and crunch and chomp and chew, munch and crunch and chomp and chew, munch.
Cheese, please. Your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Broadcasting